Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a cyclist was found to have stretched 20 cars on a road in Brisbane. The cars were damaged on Silvern Road in Toowong in the previous 5 years. It is learned that the road is popular among cyclists as it connects two major bikeways. In more local news, Queensland government will contribute $56 billion in funding to boost infrastructure and program delivery at police citizens youth club centres across Queensland. The budget funding will support the construction of new PCYC facilities and significant upgrades to existing centres. CEO of PCYC Queensland, Phil Strock, said PCYC and Queensland Police Service have been working together to look at how they can further support the community, working in conjunction with the police district to target specific areas of community need. He added this funding will be a huge support to them carrying out upgrades and enhanced program delivery. In national news, more Australian farmers have requested drinking water as a result of low rainfall. Charity Rural Aid received more than doubled requests of water tank refills from primary producing families. 6 in June last year, but 21 in the same month this year. Rural Aid CEO John Wattless said dry times have hit early and hit hard. In more national news, research reveals that Australian women are spending an average of nearly 15 years dieting over their lifetime, with 1 in 5 spending 3 and 8 hours each week engaging in forced surrounding weight loss. According to Juniper, over 1/3 of women who engage in thoughts or activities with the purpose to lose weight report negative emotions of depression, anxiety, stress, powerlessness, sadness, and being overwhelmed. Endocrinologist Remy Bichet said, "The current diet culture has a mounting financial, mental, and physical toll on Aussie women." In international news, Russia declares the race has begun for moon resources after crashing its lander onto it. Russia's Luna 25 spacecraft spun out of control and crashed into the moon on Saturday after a problem preparing for pre-landing orbit. Roscosmos chief Yuri Brusov said, "This was to ensure defensive capabilities and achieve technology sovereignty." Russia has said it will launch further lunar missions and then explore the possibilities of a joint Russian-China crewed mission and even a lunar base. For your weather, Brisbane is currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 26 degrees. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you so much.